Hi everyone, it's Anita, your podcast host, and well, it's been a little while since pushing out a podcast episode, and even though I have spoken to some amazing guests, life has gotten in the way of being able to have them ready just yet, but I can't wait to release these upcoming interviews for you, and I'm really excited about what's to come in 2022. In the meantime, I thought I would check in with everyone and give a bit of an update, as well as provide some tips on how to cope with infertility during the festive season. 2021, hey, what a year. A year where I personally struggled with my infertility journey of 5 years. Not everyone will get their rainbow baby, and it is with the heaviest heart that I say we have come to the end of our journey. There is a side of infertility that is rarely told, a side that doesn't end with the happy ending of a rainbow baby that most stories do, a side that needs more of a voice and needs to be told, a side that finds you in a situation where you need to find joy and happiness that isn't in a form of a baby. That is our story. It has been long, tough and complicated, 5-year journey, but I do want to say a couple of things. We did not fail. We have given it absolutely everything we could. We did not give up. We are letting go. For those who are still fighting, I pass you my strength because it is bloody hard and I wish for you your little miracle. But there is more strength sometimes in letting go than to keep fighting a battle you just won't win. The toughest decision I have ever had to make. I'm not wanting a pity party, and I certainly don't want to use the forum of my podcast for that, but as your host, I want to be completely open and raw and honest to you, my audience, and so I can give this side of infertility a voice. And of course, the control freak part of me wants to control the dialogue as well. I can do more rounds of IVF. Physically, the IVF process never really overwhelmed me. It's everything else that comes with this journey. We will tell our entire story in the right way soon, at the right time, and what a story. It involves miscarriages, IVF, unsuccessful transfers, surrogacy, and so much more. But with so many ups, downs, twists, turns, heartaches, and hope, I promise it will be worth the wait. Am I ashamed? No. While there is so much shame that follows infertility like a shadow, I learned a while ago that this is nothing to be ashamed of. Am I grieving? Yes, so much. I'm grieving the loss of the hopes and dreams we had, of not having any of the firsts together, of things like not being able to sit in bed and read to him and her at bedtime, at not being able to use the name we picked out, and now needing to get rid of all the clothes I have in the attic. I'm grieving so much. But this is an invisible grief of sorts, which is often hard to articulate. Am I carrying guilt? More than you can imagine. Not being able to give my husband a biological child is something so heavy and not something that will ever fade, unfortunately. No matter what my husband says or does to help me not feel guilty, I do. It sits on my shoulder like a brick. Am I angry? Fuck yes. This is completely unfair. To go through hell and back, almost die, find an amazing woman to be my surrogate and still not be able to have a baby, what a cruel trick the universe has played. And let me tell you, when the anger stage of grief arrives, it is ugly, but I am learning to channel it in ways that are, let's say, more conducive to peace and harmony. But I am more determined than ever to help other women who are struggling with infertility, dealing with IVF and trying to cope with miscarriage. I am more determined than ever to have our feelings validated and worthy of a voice. Maybe I had to go through what I had to go through to do this, to start this podcast, to do everything else I have planned. Who knows? But this next chapter will be one of healing and giving. And to those of you who know someone going through this, or if you are trying to explain what you are going through to others, like I have said to my dear friends who will, are, or had a baby recently, you don't need to walk on eggshells, but do know that at these times we may be distant sometimes. We may not come to the gender reveal or the baby shower. We may not look at things on social media. Don't be angry. Don't judge. We are and will be so over the moon happy for you. But for us struggling with infertility, or us who are at the end without their rainbow baby, we just need to look after our mental health. And sometimes that takes the form of stepping back from triggers. And speaking of triggers, Christmas. Oh, are you feeling this way too? Another Christmas without your Christmas wish, your baby. Another Christmas where you seem to be the only one not feeling joyous or in the holiday spirit. Another Christmas watching posts of Santa photos, babies in cute outfits, seeing others swap elf on the shelf ideas. Well, that one doesn't bother me so much. You don't have to pretend that you are okay. Pretend that it is all okay. Although you don't want to feel like a Debbie Downer, you are totally entitled to feel the way that you do. Feeling isolated, angry, sad, jealous, they are all perfectly normal. So here are a few tips that, although small, may help make it a little less challenging for you over the festive season. If you don't want to go to an event, don't. Your mental health comes first. If you do, arrive late and leave early. You know, miss the small talk. Have a response ready if you get asked those inappropriate questions, because you're likely to get at least one. Plan your self-care events, whether that's massage, a bath, meditation, a walk, whatever it is, plan it in advance so you do it. Create your own traditions. You know, for us, we've spent the last two Christmas Eves staying in a five-star hotel in the city rather than sit at home. It's something that we enjoy, and it's something that actually I'm looking forward to in a couple of nights' time. Focus on what makes you happy and what you're grateful for. Believe me, I know this is much easier said than done, but even taking 5 minutes to focus on this, you will feel much lighter. Spend time with those who make you laugh and support you, and definitely connect with those who are going through the same thing if you can. Communicate with your partner. If you are struggling in any way or feeling a particular way, it helps to communicate that. If you just want some space and to be alone, communicate that. If you just want a hug, say that. We grieve in different ways, and your partner is not a mind reader as much as we get shitty with them when they don't read our minds. Above all else, remember, you are not alone. Be kind to yourself. Anyway, I just wanted to take a moment now to thank my support crew. They know who they are. You may not have been able to empathize or understand exactly what I was going through the last 5 years, because it is impossible unless you are walking these shoes, but you leaned in and held my hand. You accepted me for who I was the last 5 years, my Jekyll and Hyde personality, and you don't judge. And to the amazing women I have interviewed on my podcast so far, most of who I now call dear friends, you all mean the world to me. To the two amazing people who came into our lives because of this journey, you've saved me in more ways than one. I'm not going to go into detail here about them. Some things are to be kept private for now. We have our own way of holding each other and the love we have. And well, we're family, no matter what. I need to try and find out who I am now, who I am without the infertility. We have one life to live, and we are going to do just that, which is exciting and empowering. So wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year. I hope you get to spend time doing what you love with the people you love. And here's to an amazing 2022, whatever that looks like for you. Thank you so much for listening to the episodes that I have done so far. And as I say, I'm so excited to share more stories, more tips, and give a voice to this in 2022. Thank you so much.